Welcome to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is The Goodwill Snowmen. And in the grammar notes, we will be practicing some related vocabulary. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And every week, I will bring you English to wake up your language learning skills. So let's get started. The Goodwill Snowmen. Beginners. This morning, I went into the kitchen and checked the outside thermometer. It was 2 degrees. 2 degrees. Now that is cold. I made my coffee and looked out of the window. It was still dark. Dark and freezing. It's a good job I have my coffee. Otherwise, I would stay in bed. But there are bright and pretty parts to winter, even on a dark morning. As I walked around our house, I saw our Christmas lights outside that twinkled all different colours. I went into the lounge and plugged in the Christmas tree. I smiled to see all of its pretty details. As I walked past the stairs, I looked up at the wreath that I put up yesterday. It is a length of artificial greenery that goes all the way up the stairs. Every 3 feet or so, there is a red bow. Then I realized that there were faces smiling at me. Lots of them. All up the stairs, in between the wood of the banister, are snowmen and Christmas bears, all looking out with big smiles. I collect them. Some of them are a few years old, and some are quite new. They are all different sizes and shapes, colours and textures, but they are all cuddly and cute. I tell people that I decorate the house for the children because they love it, but of course I do it for myself as well. I'm a child at heart. Grammar notes. Vocabulary. Wreath. That lady makes wreaths for every season, but her Christmas wreath is quite spectacular. Banister. Hold on to the banister, the stairs are slippery. To twinkle. We looked out over the cityscape and watched the lights twinkle. Otherwise. Use an oven mitt. Otherwise, you might burn yourself. Advanced. My yearly tradition of buying Christmas soft toys leads me to a place called Goodwill. It is a second-hand shop that sells everything from clothes to televisions, furniture to ornaments. It has a large stock of the toys I look for. There is usually a huge wire box full of snowmen and bears, so you have to dig in and rummage through them until you find what you want. Each year I buy 2 or 3 because invariably a snowman will get lost and a couple will break. That is usually the result of my kids using them as footballs. It's a great place to shop if you want to save money. I have often bought winter clothes for my children, such as boots, hats, gloves, and even snow pants in Goodwill, as well as other items during the year. Instead of spending $200 to $300 on their clothes for the season, I will spend only about $50. Now that is a good deal. And believe me, I don't buy the rubbish either. If you are willing to spend some time looking and searching, you can find clothes that are next to new, which means barely used. But yesterday when I went there, I wasn't looking for clothes. I was on a mission to find Christmas bears. After rummaging around for a few minutes in this huge box, I found 4 perfect individuals. 2 lady bears with pretty dresses, 1 tiny snowman, and a little brown bear with a sweater and a hat, who looked like he needed a good home. So I brought them home, cleaned them, and put them up on the stairs, where they will be for many Christmases to come. Grammar notes. Vocabulary. To rummage. At these sales, you really have to rummage around to find anything good. Rubbish or garbage. I thought the film was rubbish. Really, I was very disappointed. Next to new. The car isn't brand new, but it is next to new. Well, that's all for today. I hope this was useful. Please email me at acupofenglish@live.com for any questions or comments or problems, or even for some suggestions. I will certainly listen to them and email back to you. I hope you're having a good week. Please keep warm and stay in touch. Until next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.